This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As I was watching the 14th inning, what made me sick was I didn't have my book out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. I would have everything in front of me, all the pinch runners, George Springer getting hurt, all the pitching changes. Like, I was actually a mess for two hours.
By the way, when we did our what are you watching at the end of the show last night, that's exactly what I said.
The World Series.
No, the Chiefs are going to destroy the Commanders.
Oh, you did say that,
and
yes.
The Nets are going to get blown out of the water.
Yeah, you got that.
There's
right.
Only one game to watch.
No, you were right.
It was the Dodgers.
And you didn't even watch it because you went to sleep.
I watched half of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
What were you going to say now?
No, I said your guy, Evan Roberts, said has dedicated his life to scoring games. Last night was the Mona Lisa of scoring games, and you didn't take the book out. And you got your wife poking you. I thought at first it was for something else.
No.
It's because this game was on and you fell asleep.
I know. No, but I feel better that I woke up and watched it. But no, I didn't score the game. And here's what makes it worse. I didn't score Game 3 Dodgers-Red Sox in 2018 also, which is the other Mona Lisa of scoring games. And by the way, because history matters, in 2018, also a Game 3, also at Dodger Stadium, also won on a leadoff home run in the bottom of the 18th on a 3-2 pitch. Then it was Max Muncy, now it was Freddie Freeman. Need I remind everybody that was the only game the Dodgers won in that series? They ended up losing in 5 to the Red Sox.
No, I didn't.
So anyone saying, oh, that's a backbreaker, the Blue Jays can't possibly win tonight because of yesterday, what about 2018? That was the only freaking game the Dodgers won in the entire series.
The Blue Jays are scrappy, too.
They're scrappy. They're scrappy SOBs. All I know is, Tiki Barber, Sean Morash, you may not admit it. You are making sure you're up tonight because you don't want to miss a damn thing after the classic from last night.
Well, I mean, it's Ohtani. If Ohtani's pitching, now I have to see this.
I've already
decided he's the best baseball player I've ever seen because of what happened last night. And this led to a discussion with me and Sean regarding one Aaron Judge, which we'll get into later. Yeah, but I have to watch Shohei Ohtani.
Pitch and hit.
Pitch and hit.
Yeah. Man, oh, I get that.
Like, if he's pitching, do you still pitch away from him? Like, seriously, if he's exerting himself trying to get your guys out, are you still scared that he's going to go yard on
yes,
you every
yeah,
single time?
Yeah, you got to treat him like the superstar he is.
So he's going to have a 7-inning, 9-strikeout, 1-run outing and then walk 4 times?
Possibly, yeah.
I mean, what the heck?
Can I tell you why that's actually brilliant? I'll never forget, I was listening to a post-game interview of Turk Wendell back in 1999 after the Mets played the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Mets beat up Roger Clemens that night. So it wasn't 1999, then it was probably 1997 because he was still on the Blue Jays. So let's move it back a few years just to be accurate. And Roger Clemens ended up getting hit by the Mets. And they asked Turk Wendell after the game, like, hey, what happened? What was the key to getting to Roger Clemens? He's like, well, we put him on base a few times, made him run around, and it wore him out. So Put Ohtani on base. Make him run around the bases a little bit. Wear him out.
Oh, that's actually brilliant.
Thank you. It was all from Turk Wendell 27 years ago.
I mean, was he being facetious or real?
I think he was being facetious, but why the hell not?
Look, right. He's not sitting in the dugout with a jacket over his arm and a heating pad. He's standing out on first base.
That's right.
Just kind of chilling.
Yeah. And maybe running first to third on a base hit the right field. Like, that may actually be the way to wear down the unwear downable. Could be a good strategy.
That is kind of genius.
You like that one?
I like that.
Yeah, 27.
Especially when Ohtani's pitching.
The other thing about Shohei Ohtani I do want to bring up was the great Al Dukes. Like, listen, there was a time in which Mike and the Mad Dog would say something, and it would become a topic for the next couple of days. They would set the tone around here.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I think we all take turns with that. Sometimes Tiki says something, sets the tone for a week. Sometimes Boomer says something, sets the tone for a week. Al Dukes has set the tone at this radio station.
Malachi Corley.
Because this morning, that's right, I stayed up till 3 a.m. watching a baseball game and was also up at 5 a.m. to listen to Al Dukes and Jerry Recco, one of my favorite shows on WFAN.
What is wrong with you, dude?
Al made a point about Shohei Ohtani, and I want you guys to listen to this because you've probably already heard people debating it. It came from Al, and Al's not even like a sports fan, but that's what makes him great because some of the things he says is just, he's like basic when it comes to sports.
Mm-hmm.
I see this. Right. I react to this.
Lowest common denominator. Everybody can relate and understand it.
Yes. It feels like we're insulting Al, but I'm not. I'm putting him over. I can't relate to that because I'm such a sports geek. Listen to Al's simplistic point about walking Shohei Ohtani.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honey, and it's taken over because everyone wants to talk about it now.
Is this what baseball wants, though? Walking Ohtani four times intentionally.
No, you don't. But
so
I mean,
why do we
you're
allow
also,
it?
Well, if you're the Blue Jays, what would you do?
No, I'm saying, why does it, like, Rob Manfred has got to eliminate intentional walks.
How about that? Al Dukes suggesting that the commissioner of baseball eliminates intentional walks. Your thoughts, Tiki?
No, I mean, there's ways around it. You just throw him four pitches out of the zone. Like, he's not going to swing at him. Or maybe he does. Maybe he Barry Bonds it and, like, chases it just because he's tired of you walking him all the time. You can't eliminate intentional walks. It's there for the saving of the arm for the starting pitcher or relief pitcher or whoever's on the mound. But it's also, it's strategy. It's if you have a bad hitter. And the Dodgers don't. Mookie Betts is not a bad hitter.
That's the crazy part. They're intentionally walking him to get to a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He also hasn't had a great series. So,
No, I know.
And so it's like, all right, I'd rather deal with Mookie Betts.
Right.
And then they, later in the game, he walked both of them.
Yes.
He walked Ohtani and then Betts. So it's a strategy that you have to allow managers to use. You have to.
I thought about this 12 years ago while I was the commissioner of once called Twitter Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We had some really good hitters, including a guy by the name of Alberto. Alberto was unbelievable. Nobody wanted to face Alberto. So they started to intentionally walk Alberto. And Alberto said, is there anything you can do? And I said, let me think about it. And I went into the lab and I thought about it. All right, how do we have a rule?
You take a pen and a pad?
I took a pen and a pad. I went in the bathroom. I had many thoughts about how to ban the intentional walk. And I came up with this 12 years ago, and I'm going to repeat it now for Al Dukes and anyone else who wants to talk about this on Sports Talk Radio. You can't ban it.
It's impossible.
Of course it is.
Because I tried the rule of you could defer it.
You what does defer me?
Ready?
Defer, what?
The batter can say, no, I'm not going to first
base. I'm not taking the first base? Correct. Oh, he can deflect it.
He can defer the walk. He can say, I'm not going to first base. Keep pitching to me. And so I tried that. I swear to God, I tried this in Twitter baseball where sluggers were able to say, I'm not taking a walk. I refuse to. I defer it. Albert Bell tried to do it many years ago. Here's the problem, because you may say, well, that's a great idea, Evan. You just solved baseball.
I mean, it kind of is.
It's not. Because then the pitcher says, okay, and continues to throw ball four.
Oh, got
it. And so we're waiting for either the batter to say, screw it, I'm just going to take first base.
Right.
Or this exercise will continue. There is no way to eliminate the intentional walk. Mm. You can try. You can think of dumb ideas. But I'm telling you, there's holes in all of them. This is a part of the sport. It's a part of baseball. Babe Ruth was intentionally walked. Not as much as Bonds and Ohtani, but he was intentionally walked. Barry Bonds, of course, set all kinds of records for being intentionally walked. Aaron Judge is intentionally walked. It's baseball. So what I say to Al, not really to Al, because I don't think he even cares. I think it's more just an idea.
Yes.
I say, tough crap. Walks are in baseball. Deal with it.
Let me throw a dumb idea out there for you. All right, don't get rid of the intentional walk, but how about penalties for the intentional walk? Meaning, all right, you give Ohtani one free pass. The next one, he gets second base. The third one, he gets third base. I'm serious. That way, you know what?
What if you just walk him regularly? Like, you face him, but you, like, in you watched the game. So, for those that didn't, in Ohtani's last at bat,
correct,
they faced him, and four pitches were out of the strike zone. They were splitters in the dirt. And Ohtani almost swung at the first one. Checked his swing. All good. And the next three were out of the strike zone. What's that? What would you do with that?
I guess it's like in basketball when you're blatantly, you know, hacking a Shaq or hacking a
Mitch. Was that blatant?
Yes, but it wasn't blatant like putting four fingers up. So that's where it wouldn't you wouldn't get penalized.
But that last step back.
No, it was an unintentional intentional walk.
So you think that was blatant?
Meaning they didn't want to pitch to him.
I understand, but you're saying that would be a penalized walk.
No, that would be a way around it. So that would be a loophole in what I'm suggesting.
Thank you.
It's gutless, first of all, to do that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. To me, you have to find a way to get around where you're taking the start. Could you imagine if the ball got taken out of Patrick Mahomes' hands in football? There'd be an outrage. That's what you did last night.
You didn't
get to see in this epic game Ohtani hit. The guy could have went and got a snack. He's the DA. He wasn't playing for the entire game.
But you know what it did? And I agree with what the Blue Jays did. What they said was there's a better chance of us putting a guy on base, which increases the opportunity of the Dodgers to score. We feel better about getting these other great hitters out with a guy on base versus facing a guy who had two doubles and two home runs. So their strategy is sound, and unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about it. Now, am I going to sit here and say it's entertaining? It's not entertaining, but it's baseball. And I know that if I had a great player, and I think the Mets do have some great players, clearly the Yankees have a great player in Aaron Judge, when those guys get intentionally walked, I tip my hat and said, you're damn right, you should. He's that great. So I get the idea, and I get the frustration. I respect where Al is coming from. But tough luck. This is baseball, and we got to live with it.
Susan.
Tough luck. Yeah, that's a new one. Tough luck. It's baseball, Susan. But what a night. Did you miss anything if you missed this game? If you're listening right now, do you regret that you are well slept for your day of work? Or would you rather be drooling all over yourselves, imagining weird things, but you got to see an 18-inning baseball game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.